Do you have a space that's big enough that you can lie down? And wherever that space is, it's not, there are no objects or anything else in your way. You have enough space around you to do this. And you start with a kind of an optimistic look at it. I'm looking forward to doing it. And I have a good deal of optimism that it will help me center myself. And then you lie down. And you just do a few simple things just to move your body, connect with it again. So you raise your knees, place your feet on the floor, twist a little bit from side to side. Not a big thing, but just something to move. Gradually softening the lower thigh, you release the legs toward the floor on one side, toward the floor on the other. And then you come back to the center. And maybe to keep it very simple, you bring your arms down alongside you. Press your low back into the floor, lift your pelvis. And then lower your hips and low back. Come back to the floor again. Do that a second time, pressing the low back into the floor, tipping the pelvis and lifting. Then lowering, coming back down. And then stretching your legs out onto the floor again. Just gently roll your head a little bit from side to side. When you do this at home, you may have a posture or a stretch that's just really helpful for you. And you can think what might be part of this sequence for you. But the very simple one we've just done is with knees up, twisting the low back. And then we've done just a little bit of lifting the hips and pelvis and rolling the neck from side to side. Now you put your legs down. The legs are a little wider than hip width apart. Arms are alongside you and the palms turned up. Lengthen your low back and the back of your neck. Sense the space around you. Right now, the legs are released to the sides. The arms are resting comfortably alongside you. We begin the exercise without movement sequence by rolling the right leg. The leg is straight, but the knee is pointing toward the ceiling. Point the toes away from you on the right leg. And begin to create the tension by tensing the foot, the ankle, the calf, the knee, the thigh, and the hip joint. Holding that tension, everything else is relaxed. Then relaxing the foot, the ankle, the calf, the knee, the thigh, and the hip joint. The leg rolls out. You relax your right leg as you roll the left leg up. Point the toes, create the tension through the foot, the ankle, the calf, the knee, the thigh, and the hip joint. And then slowly release from the foot through the whole leg. When you get to the hip joint, relax the leg and let it turn to the side. Now it's your mind changing to the right. You go to the right and you find the right leg again. Roll it, point the toes, create the tension through the right side, the ankle, the calf, the knee, the thigh, the hip joint. And then relax the foot, relax the ankle, all the way up through the hip joint. Release the leg. Your mind shifts to the left. You roll the left leg up, point the toes, create the tension up through the hip joint. Your mind holds the tension on the left side, relaxes everything else. Now you relax the foot, the ankle, the calf, the knee, the thigh, the hip joint, and release. Now it's both legs, so you roll both legs up, point the toes. Begin to create the tension through both legs. The feet, the ankles, the calves, the knees, the thighs, the hip joints. You feel yourself holding the tension with both legs, relaxing the upper body and breath. Relax the feet, the ankles, the calves, the knees, the thighs, the hip joints. Release both legs. And a second time, roll the legs. Point the toes. And on your own, create the tension from toes to hips. Holding that tension and then releasing it. Relaxing from the toes through the legs. Relax and breathe. Breathe out and in 2 times. Now the arms. Bring your awareness to the right arm. Turn the palm to face the ceiling. Bring the fingers together and the thumb alongside the fingers. Keep the whole arm flat with the elbow also facing, the eye of the elbow facing the ceiling. Then create the tension through the fingers, the wrist, the lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder. The right arm is tensed and held. Then relax through the fingers, the wrist, lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, and shoulder. Soften the right arm. Shift your awareness to the left side. Flatten the fingers, open the palm, thumb alongside. Create the tension in the fingers, the palm, the wrist. Lower arm, elbow, upper arm, and shoulder. Hold the tension in the left side, relax the right. Keep the breath flowing. And relax from the fingers through the palm, the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, upper arm, and shoulder. Soften the left arm. Shift your attention to the right, and a second time. Fingers, wrist, lower arm, all the way up to the shoulder joint. Hold and release from the fingers through the shoulder joint. Your mind shifts to the left. Fingers flatten, palms open. Relax the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder. Hold the tension. And release the left side, working slowly up through the arm and the shoulder. Both arms. The fingers flatten. Thumbs alongside, eye of the elbow facing the ceiling. Create the tension up through the shoulder joint and hold. Hold that tension. Keep the breath flowing. Soften the muscles of your face, jaw. And release the tension through both arms, shoulders. Relax the arms. Second time. Fingers open, palm open. Thumb alongside, create the tension through the arms. Do it on your own. Hold on your own. And release on your own. And when you've released both arms, now breathe out and in two times. Now the right side. So roll the leg up, open the right palm, begin the tension on the right side, both leg and arm. Do that on your own. See if you can sense how your mind captures both the leg and the arm, and you create tension through both. Then release, softening the leg, softening the arm, working all the way up to the hip joint and the shoulder. Shift your awareness to your left side. Point the toes, flatten the palm, lengthen the arm and tense from the toes and from the fingers through the hip and the shoulder. Hold the tension and then release the tension. Soften the left side. Second time on the right. Roll the leg, flatten the fingers, tense from the toes and the fingers through the hip and the shoulder. Breathe out and breathe in. Soften the left side, hold the tension on the right, and then relax. Shift your attention to the left side. Roll the leg, flatten the fingers. Tense through the left side of your body. And relax the left side. Now your mind is going to engage with both legs and both arms. Somehow in your mind you can do that. You can engage and create tension by working from both toes, both sets of toes, and both sets of fingers. Working all the way up to the hip joints and all the way up to the shoulder joints. And then relaxing from the toes, from the fingers, through the whole limb, arms and legs. And finally, the last time, rolling both legs up, creating the tension through both legs and both arms. Holding that tension and relaxing. Slowly moving back through the legs, through the arms. You've softened the way you hold your legs, softened the way you hold your arms. Breathe out and in 10 times. Now you roll to your stomach. Start with your arms down alongside you. Forehead is on the floor, so the neck is long. Bring the legs together. On an inhalation, lift the legs and the upper body. Keep the neck long and lift both the legs and the upper body. Exhaling, float down. So you're using the muscles along the spinal column to lift. Inhale, lift. Legs and upper body. The buttocks are strongly engaged in lifting the legs. The back muscles lift the upper body and float down. Now bring your arms up underneath your head. Bring your legs together and tense the legs, calves, knees, thighs, and buttocks. Once you've tensed the buttocks, now contract the anal sphincter muscles. Hold that tension in your lower body and relax. So this is similar to what you will also do when you're standing in a moment from now. Second time with legs together, firm the legs, engage the buttocks. Tighten the anal sphincters. And then soften and relax. Push up into a child's pose. At home, you'll want to have a Kleenex box near you. You're going to exhale and inhale 5 times. When you finish, just relax and breathe easily. And then, using your arms like a push-up, push up and come to a standing posture. Find a place along the wall. Your heels are together. You're maybe 3-4 inches away from the wall underneath, so you're just gently leaning back into the wall. Close your eyes and gently relax from the crown of your head down through your neck, shoulders and arms, trunk, and down into your feet and into the floor. Now, firm the legs and create tension in the legs, the calves, the knees, the thighs, the buttocks. Squeeze the internal buttocks muscles. And then begin to create tension through the low back on either side of the spinal column, through the mid-spine, between the shoulder blades, into the neck, back of the head, crown of the head. Keep the breath flowing. Maintain the tension, and then relax from the feet, the calves, the knees, the thighs, the hips, the base of the spine. You're relaxing upward along the spinal column all the way to the crown. Second time. Create tension in the legs, up through the hip joints, tighten the buttocks. Then low back, mid-spine, the neck, back of the head, and crown. After holding the tension briefly, relax from the base of your body, from the legs, to the base of your spine, all the way up through the back of the neck, back of the head, and crown. Relax and breathe, and just take a few steps forward from where you are. Drop down into your legs, and begin the Agnisara practice, squeezing as you exhale from the pubic bones, squeezing in and up, and inhaling, release and down. Again, exhale and squeeze pubic bones, drawing in, turning and lifting. Inhaling, releasing back down. Continue on. Do approximately 10 of these. It's not so crucial that you count every one, but that you have a sense that you're squeezing and releasing a good number of times. This is an important exercise, one that you'll want to do each day, at least a little bit. Now, to come out of this posture, bend your knees a little bit, bring the hips underneath you, and push up. And then come back to the place where you were lying down. Lie resting. Your legs are a little bit wider than hip-width apart. Arms alongside you, lengthening your low back and the back of your neck. Your eyes are closed. Soften the way you hold your legs. Soften your arms. Soften the way you hold your trunk, neck and head. Let the floor hold you. Bring your awareness to your eyebrow center. Rest there. In a point of light or energy, like a star-like point. As you rest there, breathe there. So you're resting in a point of light, breathing in that point of light or energy. Point one. Now come to the throat center. Second point. The right shoulder joint. This is a point of intersecting energies. The right elbow joint. The right wrist joint. Tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, fourth finger, small finger, the wrist joint, again a point of intersecting energies. You're resting deeply in that point. The elbow joint, shoulder joint, throat center. Your mind is traveling. This is called Shava Yatra, traveling through the body. The left shoulder joint. Elbow joint. Wrist joint. Tip of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, fourth finger, small finger, the wrist joint, the elbow joint, shoulder joint, throat center. With an exhalation, you travel from the throat center down to the heart center, resting at the heart center in a point of light or energy. Tip of the right breast. Heart center. Tip of the left breast. Heart center. Travel from the heart center down to the navel center, resting in a point of light or energy at the navel center, the intersection of many energies, pelvic center, point between the two hip joints, the right hip, knee, ankle joint, the tip of the large toe, second toe, middle toe, fourth toe, and small toe, tips of all the toes, the ankle joint, knee joint, hip joint, pelvic center, the left hip joint, knee joint, ankle joint, tip of the large toe, second toe, middle toe, fourth toe, small toe, tips of all the toes. The ankle joint, knee joint, hip joint, pelvic center, traveling upward, come to the navel center. Heart center. Throat center. And the eyebrow center. You sense this inner space as if it's a star-lit space, space of stars. A cosmic wind flows through that space. Your whole body rests. Now there is a wave flowing down to your toes. the wave flowing back to the crown of your head with your breath. So you're exhaling down to your toes and inhaling back to the crown of your head. Each breath is a wave. Each wave is a breath. Mind and body, mind and breath, linked together. You breathe down to your toes approximately 10 times. Now you'll determine when to go on, but for now, imagine that you've completed your 10 breaths, down to your toes, inhaling back to the crown of your head. Now exhale 10 times down to your ankle joints. You're exhaling down a wave of breath and energy. Inhaling back, your mind is traveling back up along with your breath. Now imagine that you've completed these 10 breaths and now you begin to breathe 10 times down to your knees. So your awareness is drawn down to your knees as you exhale. Back to the crown as you inhale. Next, you breathe 5 times down to your hip joints, to the level of the hip joints' pelvic center. Exhaling as you breathe down, inhaling as you breathe up. These lower centers are related to the tamasic guna. You're breathing down to your hip joints, back to the crown, and now exhaling 5 times down to the navel center. You're exhaling down to the navel center, inhaling back to the crown. Now 5 times down to the heart center. These central chakras are related to the Rajas guna. And then exhaling 5 times down to the throat center. Inhaling back to the crown. Then breathing 5 times from the crown of the head down to the eyebrow center. Just this very small space. This higher area of your body is related to the sattvic guna, sattva. You're breathing down to the eyebrow center and back to the crown. Now you exhale down to the base of the nose, just at the center. Inhale back to the eyebrow center. 20 breaths down to the base of the nostrils in the center. Inhaling up to the eyebrow center. You travel back and forth 20 times. Just relax and settle into this breath, mind and breath, flowing like a wave together. Now let's suppose you've finished your 20 breaths. You inhale back to the crown. And just 1 or 2 breaths. Exhale from the crown down to the eyebrow center. So we're now coming back out in the same way that we came in. Then 1 or 2 breaths. Exhale down to the throat center. Inhale to the crown. Then 1 or 2 breaths, exhale down to the heart center. One or two breaths down to the heart center. And again, 1 or 2 breaths down to the navel center. And 1 or 2 breaths down to the hip joints. And breathe 1 or 2 breaths down to the knees. and one or two breaths down to the ankle joints. And one or two breaths down to the toes. Now roll onto your left side. As you lie resting on your left side, that naturally tends to open the right nostril. So you're lying on your left, but your awareness is of the breath on the right nostril and the right side of your body. And you imagine that there is a wave flowing down through the whole right side of your body as you exhale. Inhaling all the way through the crown as you inhale on the right side. 10 breaths. Your attention is on the right. Next, you roll to the other side. So now you're resting on the right side. You feel the wave of breath to be on the left side, the elevated side. Ten breaths. And after 10 breaths, now you roll to your back. And once you're on your back, your legs are about hip width apart, your arms are alongside you, you lengthen your low back, back of your neck. Ten more times, and now you ask your body to open both nostrils. The breath is a wave flowing down the central stream, down to infinity. Inhaling, your breath is a wave flowing up through the crown of your head, upward to infinity. And even if your two nostrils are not completely equal or open, you have the idea that they might be, they could be, and your awareness is as if they are. Now you bring your awareness to the eyebrow center. Center of the waking state of consciousness. Lie resting at the eyebrow center. It's in this place that we make our connection to the world around us. Sense of sight, smell, touch, hearing. Now you travel from the eyebrow center down. With an exhalation, you come to the throat center. There you imagine a full moon. And you're going to rest in that full moon at the throat center. And you'll rest there until you begin to feel the onset of this dreamlike state of awareness. And so you do that now. Rest and breathe at the throat center. Watching and waiting for the onset of the dreamlike state of awareness. And as that dreamlike state of awareness gently begins to show itself in you, in your mind, now you take it and you carry it with an exhalation down to the heart center, center of deep sleep. And in effect, you say to yourself, now sleep. But not to the brink of falling asleep, but to the state of being asleep, mind and body. And you say to yourself, now wake me in 10 minutes. Any image or thought, any desire, you see it, you feel it, but you let it travel through. You're just resting in a state of deep sleep. you see what your mind brings forward. Sattva, rajas, tamas. You feel what your mind brings forward. This thought, this image, this desire. You sense the desire to move into that deep sleep. But you are the observer. And the object of your observation is just the breath. Merest awareness of breathing. If you find yourself moving towards sleep, then move back away from that brink. Observe your mind, observe your breathing, stay with the breath. Now you reach the time span of 10 minutes. As you lie resting, now you start to bring yourself out of the sleep, breathing a little bit more deeply, inhaling from the heart center to the throat center, inhaling from the throat center to the eyebrow center. You begin to sense what it is to be awake, to engage your senses, to once more know the outer world around you. You breathe a little bit more deeply and then begin to move your body in whatever way might feel good to you. Gradually, as you're ready, you come back to a sitting posture. And just sit for a moment, just enough time to kind of recover yourself. Om Tat Sat Brahmarpanamastu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Peace, Peace, Peace.